June 11th, 2025. Welcome to This Week in Waukesha, the podcast series. I'm your host, Downtown Donnie Brown, and I'm coming to you from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown. I've been struggling with that the last couple of podcasts, my own name, from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown here in downtown Waukesha. And I'm joined by my faithful producer, the mighty Max Martinson, who is producing from home tonight. So thank you. We're normally we do this on Saturday mornings, but I think we're looking towards a Wednesday evening schedule to accommodate our exciting summer plans. And this week, I'm very honored to have again a dear friend, a fellow Waukesha South parent and Booster Club member, who is a really great resource from my aldermanic days when he was serving as a civil engineer. Right as I was leaving my post in the first district in 2022, right around that time, Alex was appointed the new director of public works, replacing Dr. Fred Abadi. And he just keeps getting better. So Alex, thanks so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing great tonight. Thank you very much for having me.
You bet. And, you know, one of the reasons I wanted to have you on and sooner, I know you were busy, was you had a visit from one of our top public servants, or I guess our top public servant a couple weeks ago, who was observing the pothole work your crew was doing on our streets. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, he came. He came to visit and volunteered to assist a crew out there working and patching potholes on one of our streets in Waukesha.
And of course, I'm talking about Governor Tony Evers, and it's always a big deal. Like when the governor comes to visit, you may know this, Alex. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, another Waukesha South parent, she came to Preedman Park yesterday for a special event / presentation for the Spring City Special Olympics, and it's always an honor to run into Sarah, and she's also doing a great job for the state. And so what was the governor's feedback? Wait, did he give you any feedback or to work with?
what it seemed like is he really enjoyed what he was doing. He really enjoyed helping us out there. He was all hands on deck. He brought several staff members along, and he was happy to meet and greet with our staff. And some DOT staff were also in attendance.
Nice.
Well, so.
That sounds great. Is it safe to say you have a fair amount of the state DOT with the work you're doing?
Not as much as you'd think. We don't have a lot of joint projects with them because we don't have a lot of state highways through the city. We do have obviously the bypass around the outside of the city, which is under construction right now. So, sure. But we do have coordination meetings and make sure we're all aware of everything else that's going on in the area for the DOT and then in the city for us. So.
Terrific. Yeah. Well, I guess that's a good segue into my next question about, I know every summer there's always a litany of important projects that Public Works is engaging in. And what's on the queue for this summer that residents should be aware of?
Well, we do have quite a few as normal. Our large reconstruction project this year is over on Silvernail Road, just south of the freeway. In the University Drive and west of that down to the West Waukesha Bypass. So that's currently closed and under construction for a complete reconstruction. That's the major street reconstruction. We have a couple of minor residential streets being reconstructed currently, Bethesda Court and Park Avenue, kind of near Bethesda Park, north of Dunbar and west of West Avenue.
Okay. Nice. And it's going smoothly, I imagine?
Silvernail is going fine. So is the Bethesda and Park. Obviously, our other big one is that affects a lot of people is the resurfacing program, and that's currently ongoing in multiple areas of the city. So
nice. That's
well along as well.
And that's kind of like a periodic thing, right, where each neighborhood every couple years gets a new resurfacing. Is that kind of how the schedule works?
The schedule is more like 20 to 25 years. The streets we're in right now were built in the well, maybe even longer than that. They were in the 80s and 90s. They were first constructed, and this is the first maintenance besides crack filling that those streets have received, which is a mill and overlay, which means we remove 2 inches of asphalt or a little more, and then pave it back in there. So, and then upgrade curb ramps and fix sidewalks and things like that. So,
sure. Yeah, a lot of sidewalk repair, right? That seems like to be a never-ending job, right? Especially as the trees grow in, or as the trees get bigger and the branches start to...
Yep, that's an ongoing, always and forever maintenance project right there, replacing sidewalk.
Sure, but... Sure. Now, I've only lived in Waukesha for 13 years, but, you know, some of the lifers, you know, you told me about the long ago, maybe as far back as the 90s or 80s, when there was a lot to be desired with our roads and our sidewalks. But in recent memory, since you've been involved and in your predecessor, Dr. Fred, it's really the improvement's been light years ahead of what it used to be. Is that safe to say?
Oh, correct. I guess it would probably be around 2008, 2009 time period. The city definitely started getting more serious about spending money on infrastructure, especially replacing roads and that. That's when, previous to that, there was maybe one or two really small residential streets, and there wasn't a lot of money being invested into the larger high-traveled roads. So that was definitely a major impact that the council approved and kept moving forward with his additional funding for roads since then.
Terrific. And then another, I guess you'd say, watershed has been the new garbage and recycling contractor, Johns. Like, they were installed, was that in 2024, I believe?
They started their service this March. This spring. So Waste Management finished up their service, and then Johns did start this spring with their service. The car transition took a little bit longer, so maybe that's why it seemed like it was 2024. But it's been a lot.
But other than that, it was a pretty seamless transition.
100%. I think Johns Disposal has come in, and they were well prepared, and they've done a fantastic job. They were really. We haven't heard many misses, which is fantastic. And like I said, they came in and are doing a great job for us so far.
And they're local. They're here in Waukesha, right?
No, the Watertown, I believe.
Watertown. Oh, okay.
Yeah, but they have Waukesha County, I guess.
Okay.
So they're just they've got a couple transfer sites, so that's maybe what you're thinking of, but they're is south of here. So.
Well, because I remember, and I'm sure you don't want me to relive this old, it was the summer of 2021 when Waste Management had bought Advanced.
Correct.
So it wasn't really, there's nothing really the city could do, but there was issues with labor and a lot of other, like, I guess, legit. And that was really, I remember that being a very rough summer, especially in my district. In fact, I think you were the one that told me that we'd had the most problems with garbage pickup. And I only mention this because I remember in the council, Eric Payne had said, you know, did anybody talk to Johns? And at the time, I think the response from Public Works was that we know Johns, we like Johns, but they didn't have the footprint, the trucks that Waste Management had at the time. But so it seems like since then, Johns has expanded, or they've made a fleet big enough to handle a city of our size. And it seems like that's been the case in this first year.
Yeah, when we went out for RFP, which is over a year ago now, they were starting to make investments and trying to prepare themselves from then. So it took them a long time to get ready for taking on the city of Waukesha, which is their largest contract.
Yeah, and I think that's why there was a push for Johns, like, even back in 2021, because it was, well, they may not be from Waukesha, they were local enough that they had vested interest in this. You know, this they're part of this greater community that we call Milwaukee, or like you said, Waukesha County. And so it's great that they did make that investment. It seems like a pretty positive partnership so far.
Correct. And obviously we did go out for RFP, and they were the low price. They were the low bid. Yeah. So they really were motivated to get our work and work for the city of Waukesha. So we're happy to have them, and they came in good and competitive, and beat Waste Management out for the contract.
Oh, wow. Okay. So it wasn't even a matter of like waste management vacating the, or any.
No.
Okay.
We received six qualified bids, and the two low were Waste Management Johns, and Johns ended up being the lowest cost for the city over the contract terms.
Great. Well, yeah, congrats. No, that's a big win when you can find a local local vendor, a supplier, I should say. So how did you first get involved in this type of work, in public works?
Well, I started off, as you had mentioned, as a civil engineer. I started as an entry-level engineer in 2002 for the city of Waukesha, and I slowly worked my way up to engineer two, and then lead engineer in the road group, and then city engineer, and then the director of public works, as you had mentioned.
That's great. So how many years have you been with public works?
So 23 years.
Wow.
Goes fast. It really has gone fast.
And, you know, since I'm no longer, I haven't been on the council in 3 years, you know, I can say, you know, Waukesha, the city operationally is very well run. And I've lived in a lot of different cities and have shared a lot of people's skepticism towards local government. But Waukesha across the board, I've always been very impressed. And, you know, in public works, obviously no exception whatsoever. And a lot of that, when I talk to different people, there's very few I meet that have been with the city for like less than 10 or 20 years. So, and it's like, and when somebody retires, you've got somebody in the wings to take their place, that the, you don't miss a beat. There's just the continuity of, you know, the training and development. So yeah, the kudos to you, but is there any other secret sauce though that contributes to that, you think?
Well, obviously it's the other all the staff, right? The staff at the city garage that everybody sees out there for leaf pickup and for snow plowing. They do a fantastic job. High level of service that they provide. And the staff at the clean water plant, there's very talented people there that keep that operating successfully. And then obviously in engineering as well. So
you guys, is that like a collaboration then with the water utility in public works? With regard to clean water?
Well, the clean water plant is managed, that's a division of public works.
Okay.
The way that it interacts with the water utility is only more recent now with the return flow for the Lake Michigan water. We constructed the pump station at clean water plant that ends up pumping the water back to the Root River and Lake Michigan there. So the water utility obviously received the permit to receive the water, and we clean it and send it back. So it's definitely a joint effort.
Sure. I didn't know that you guys, I should have known that the public works played a you could say a leading role in building the pump station.
There's four large pumps there that pump all the water. Well, the water that we receive from Milwaukee back, and the volume of water we receive from Milwaukee back. We do have other water that continues to flow into the Fox River, but the vast majority of the water we treat goes back to the Lake Michigan.
That's great. And how's the feedback been with regards to the transition to water?
From what we've heard, it's people have accepted it and are happy with the transition. So I can't say enough about how much work the water utility did there and getting that permitted and approved and all of that. That was a huge undertaking. And Dan, who's retiring here at the end of the month, was a key role in that. So
I didn't get a chance to say goodbye to Dan Dukniak. I had him back when I had the radio show. He came on.
Mm-hmm.
I know one time for sure. I thought he might have been on a second time, but it was promoting the historic transition to Lake Michigan water. And it's something that doesn't get said enough, that we're the only non-coastal Great Lakes city that has Great Lakes water.
Correct. And
the fact that we pulled that off because we needed permission from every state governor and every provincial, I don't know if they call it a premier or regent or governor, but you know, they had our gubernatorial counterparts in the Canadian provinces had to sign on, and they did. And it's amazing. And the long-term effects, I think, will be fantastic.
Yeah, we have a sustainable water source for be here now. So that is fantastic.
What do you love most about the work you do in public works?
I guess I'd have to say I like seeing the improvements, right?
Sure.
You can see roads that have been rebuilt. I know the improvements that we've made at the clean water plant. It's seeing something from beginning to end and actually seeing a community infrastructure improve, I think, is what I like best about my job. And I know all the hands that go into getting that done, and it's amazing. Sure.
That's true. We
put so much work together to get it done.
Sure, sure. What have been some of the most difficult times or aspects of your job or your career with the city, with public works,
that come to mind? You kind of hinted at the one, which was the waste management
transition. The garbage crisis.
Yeah. Because I was an interim director of public works at that time. And it was definitely
good time for a project,
and getting calls from the news and everything else, because of it wasn't just a problem in Waukesha. It was community wide.
Oh yeah, so,
that was a difficult time. I probably one of the toughest in the recent past. So
I remember, waste management had like $1,000 signing bonuses. They were short on labor, and as were a lot of companies back then, and kind of like, as the COVID crisis was winding down.
And they had disrepaired vehicles and all sorts of different problems, but they did pull through and did improve their service. Just took some patience and hard work on Dustin's behalf. And
Dustin put a lot of, is Dustin still with Public Works?
He is. He's actually deployed right now.
That's what I thought.
He just left last week, I think.
Okay.
The week before, yeah.
Sure. But no, I remember one day we had a lot of issues in the first district, and it was a really tough phone call with, Dustin, because he had his hands tied. And I called the mayor. I called Sean Riley at like 5 to 5. And I said, Dustin could really use a hug, and not that there's much you could do, but even if you just called him and he did. And Sean picked up the phone, after he hung up with me, he gave him a call. And I think that meant a lot to Dustin. And I think it meant, that he was certainly, his work was appreciated during, like, was the most difficult time I had thought during my 3 years of service with the city. So, because it's like I said, I'm not doing the heavy lifting like you guys are in public works, but I was on the front lines, dealing with the constituents.
Yep. Yeah, you definitely got your share of complaints for sure.
So, and just the timing of it too is, it was still, COVID was still there, and people were looking for ways to just kind of minimize their exposure. And so that certainly had a big damper on things, but you guys soldiered through, and you continue to not only, survive, but you thrive. And just like you said, the improvements to infrastructure are just fantastic. 2 minutes left here. Is there anything you want listeners to know about public works and the way that we haven't discussed already?
I'll just make a play for and ask for everybody to check on their water softener. Decide if you want to keep that moving forward. You mentioned the switch over of the Lake Michigan water, and that's definitely softer water. And typically people don't need to have a water softener. So running through the end of June here, Public Works is basically giving you a rebate if you apply for it, if you remove your water softener. That's through the end of June. After June, the rebate still is in place, but it's only $150 versus $200. So we're trying to incentivize people to remove their water softeners, because we need to lower our chlorides that we're leasing back into the river. That's a DNR requirement. So
I'll be very excited to tell my wife when I get home.
Yes, so, apply for the $200 rebate. We'd be happy to send you a check.
Thanks so much, Alex. And and one thing I want to mention too is the transition from in downtown, I believe it was St. Paul, from St. Paul, and I think was at North, whatever, from a one-way to two-way traffic. Mm-hmm. You know, people were upset about it, but it was done fairly swiftly. It didn't take that much time, but the important thing is I learned from my experiences in other cities, for retail to be successful, people need to be able to leave from the same point of entry mm-hmm. that they arrived at, that shopping center or store or downtown area in this case. And I thought that was a big, a very big improvement. So that and the stop signs there on White Rock in Maine too. Alex, thanks so much for your gift of time and sharing all your experiences with us tonight. And hope you feel better. Thank you again. And in spite of being under the weather too, it's we're also grateful for your sacrifice in that regard. I look forward to catching up soon. And so go get some rest. Go home. Looks like you're still at the office there.
No, and, I'm at home.
Thanks again for all that you do for your service, Alex Damian.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're at home. Okay. Director of Public Works. Yeah. Thank you very much. I want to thank everybody for listening and stick around for podcast two. Max and I are going to talk about Les Paul's 110th birthday celebration. And hopefully it'll be the first of an annual celebration that will hopefully draw people globally. So, but again, thanks again, Alex Damian, Public Works. Remember, safety is everyone's responsibility, everybody, and mental health is everybody's right. And we look forward to seeing you soon. Thanks again.
Thank you.